How to make sure your property appreciates in value. Appreciate your property, and your property will appreciate for you. If I visit one of my buildings and I see something out of place, something that only the most discerning of eyes would be able to spot, I make sure that it's fixed immediately. Chipped paint, an upholstery stain, a missing light bulb. If you do not stay on top of the maintenance, the property will deteriorate quickly. Small problems multiply. You owe it to yourself and to your community to make your property the best that it can be. All that work and devotion are combined into a single manifestation of creativity, energy, economics, and talent. A great building is an emblem of the time and people that produced it. It represents the economics and the spirit of the era in which it was built. Buildings can be enormous contributions to society that will remain long after our time here, and if built right, will garner more and more value as time goes by. So not only is it a crucial step to becoming a billionaire, but guaranteeing that your property appreciates in value is also a civic responsibility. I am a committed philanthropist to many charities, but perhaps my greatest gifts have been the buildings and properties that I have bestowed on various communities. Increasing the value of a single property has a ripple effect in the community around it. All of the buildings that bear the Trump name have made their environs more valuable, not just economically, but culturally as well. Beyond the steps you can take to increase the value of your property, landscaping, interior decoration, renovation, you also need to work with your neighbors to make sure that they have the same goals as you. My advice, join or form a neighborhood association. Neighborhood associations help control crime and traffic, maintain parks and other recreation spaces, and monitor the efficiency of services, such as litter pickup and recycling. You're only as good as your surroundings. You can have the best Brioni suit in the entire world, but if it's paired with some crappy shoes and an awful tie, the Brioni suit is pretty much worthless. It's the same with properties. I often see these nice houses alongside another house that's badly maintained. It hasn't been painted, the grass is uncut, a broken-down car is rusting in front of it. That's a huge negative for a homeowner. So you have to work with your neighbors to keep up your investment. Also, if you see the value of your property being threatened, write letters to your politicians. Just the other day, I wrote a letter to Mayor Bloomberg about the deplorable conditions on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. The street vendors are ruining the street's image. They claim to be veterans so they can receive exemptions to peddle trinkets and souvenirs, but only a few of them actually are veterans. Do you see street vendors on the Avenue Montaigne in Paris? I don't think so.